I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blast podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey, idiots, we've made it to episode number 11 in the top 40 countdown. This is with Mike Racine. He's fucking hilarious. He's insane. The name of this podcast episode is Mike Racine knew he was a foodie when he ate a frog's pussy in middle school. So there you go. We go all over the fucking place. He's nuts. Love him. Super funny comic. Go follow him everywhere. He's got a podcast now. He's a wife and a kid now. Boy, time fucking flies. Anyways, I'm not going to run my mouth anymore because I want you guys to get to enjoying this episode immediately. So here we go. At number 11 in the top 40 episodes of all time with Mike Racine. Hi, idiots. I'm here with Mike Racine of the Sit Down Podcast. Critically acclaimed food expert.
Hello, Jessica.
/ pasta sauce extraordinaire.
It's about right.
It's about right. Okay.
I don't talk myself up a lot, but I do make a good pasta sauce.
You don't talk yourself up a lot?
No, I don't.
I feel like you've been like, I'm funnier than that fucking guy in the last 10 minutes. You've said it like 40 times. I'm kidding.
Well, yeah,
we
were just talking about one guy.
You're right.
Who I'm objectively more funny than. But the rest of the day, it's a lot of, you know.
He's got good taste in food. He's got good taste in
Did you go to any
jokes.
Places that I recommended you go to?
Essa Bagel.
Yeah, how was it?
It's good. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Did you go to any pizza spots?
They sponsored the podcast. No, I need to like look back through your... I've gone to pizza spots, but it's just been out late with comics, and it's like whatever was right there.
Okay. Essa Bagel's great because I feel like they do a thing in which you don't see in New York anymore, which is that they're mean. The people
which is
working
that they're
there.
Mean?
Yeah, the people
is that,
working there.
What
like,
kind of a masochist are you? Is that what you like in places? Is that... Are you the kind of guy that would go to one of those like Dick's... Whatever that fucking restaurant is where like they're supposed to be mean to you and you're like, these
no.
are my kind of people.
I know what you're talking about. Actually, my friend wrote a review of Dick's and he goes, this place isn't good. They called my daughter a whore. Like a fake Yelp review.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I always thought that'd be such a fun job because I'm a hack.
Yeah. No, the reason I like that is because it's kind of like an old New York type of thing.
Where they're just like, what do you
want? Childhood, yeah, where they're like mean and you don't really see that as much anymore.
Yeah.
But that used to be like a stereotypical thing where it's like you go to a deli and they're like, what fucking sandwich do you want?
And they just
you
like,
you fucking cunt.
What?
You fat whore. And you're like, I'm pregnant. And he's like,
oh, you fucking slut.
Yeah. There was, I don't know, that was like a thing with New York that I feel like that's not really a stereotype.
You miss
anymore.
It? You miss like verbal abuse?
I'm
strangers.
Walking here.
I
yeah, because it was fun. Because I'm a Jersey kid.
Oh.
So we would come into the city and like see shows and like go out to lunch and shit like that. And it was like there was something like going
magical.
To New York, getting out of your car. It's like you're scared, you know,
and no one's scared anymore. You're like, it's just a musical in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do kind
in
of
in the 90s.
That.
You were like scared to come here.
I mean, yeah, I guess I did have that cartoonish I'm walking here thing when I came. I thought I was going to be like that. I mean, one man did yell at me on the subway
like
stairs.
That. Yeah.
Because I was going too slow, and he thought I gave him side eye. But I was like, the uh-huh. world isn't against you, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to be like, everything's going to be okay. And he's like, shut up, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right.
It's
I
like
love
that a
New
little
York.
Bit. But, you know, like, New York used to be like, you know, like, the meatpacking district was where they, like, actually...
Packed me.
Yeah, they packed me. There were factories, and, you know, you could be a factory worker or, like, a blue-collar person and still kind of live here and support yourself. And
oh, now it's just all, like, rich hipsters
yeah.
who live off their parents or, like, hedge funds or something.
Yeah, and they and the people who own the real estate, like, a few years ago, they actively did that, where they tried to get more professional people into the city, and they kind of pushed the working class out. It was
that
like
sucks.
A...
sucks.
Yeah.
So everyone's gone to what? Brooklyn, Ridgewood.
Yeah, everyone's gone to like, yeah, Jersey and the suburbs and Westchester.
So you had to
and
go
Long
home,
Island and
basically.
Shit like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now they came to me, which
came,
I didn't like. Yeah.
So now you have these fucking factory workers living
they're
in your
displaced.
Neighborhood.
Now they're all working at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, they still have Barnes & Noble here?
Yeah.
Wow, bookstores are surviving?
No, I'm staying in the suburbs.
Oh, yeah, the one Barnes & Noble where people take their kids for fun. It's where like, Disney for dorks.
Yeah. But we
I was
come
one
in...
of those dorks.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, books a million.
Remember Borders?
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
them all.
Yeah. I remember getting very excited about books as a kid. But one thing I wanted to say was that we would come into the city and my mom would be like, because she used to work in the city.
Yeah.
And her last day, she was like pregnant with me and two guys tried to rob her and she like screamed at them and they ran away.
Really?
They tried
so your
to
mom
pull
just
her
like,
chain out.
Just like off. Warded off these.
Yeah.
Do you think that muggers. Was you inside of her giving her like, crazy human strength Or is your mom just like a badass?
No, I think, yeah, I think she probably passed it on. Whatever is tough about my personality, which is like not that much, I think I probably got it from her.
Really?
Yeah,
is your mom Italian?
Like she's a little Italian, Polish and Irish, but Polish she's a very Irish. Like take no prisoners kind of. She's very like warlike. You know?
She's very warlike. Yeah. What does that mean?
She sees life as like a constant conflict.
Oh,
she's
so like
very,
everyone's
she's kind of defensive.
It's her against everyone.
Her against everybody.
Do you think that's kind of a New York thing for like older New York people?
Yeah, it could be.
My mom grew up in Long Island, and she's kind of like that, just like scrappy,
combative, and yeah. My girlfriend's family is like they're all like that too.
Yeah, and she's from here too.
Yeah, Staten Island, and
oh man,
but it's always like
you guys
what the fuck?
You guys
stop everybody! Shut the fuck up! You go to family stuff, and everyone's screaming at each other, and like
yeah,
all our uncles are cops and firefighters, and but those people all got pushed out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
my family's was always screaming, and that was so normal. And then when I see other people's families,
yeah,
like I've dated guys who come from very like quiet, well mannered families. I don't know how.
Yeah,
but. I'm always
maybe
like,
they see something
here?
In you that
yeah, I'm the know? Fire.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Idiots.
You're scrappy.
I am.
It's a little. Yeah, you're a little scrappy.
Yeah. I'm probably going to, you know, I'm training to be a fighter, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I just decided right now.
With Luis Gomez?
Will he train me? Luis, are you listening?
Probably,
please train me. Is he really?
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez?
Yeah. But we would come into the city and my parents like don't like each other. They're
are they divorced or are they just like
no,
a miserable couple
just
that together.
Stay together? They're a miserable couple
like,
that stay together.
Fuck, and what are your parents' names?
Bob and Barbara.
Of course. That's great. Yeah. Bob and Barbara.
Yeah. But my mom used to work in the city and she'd be like, oh, there's something about New York tuna. I don't know what it is. It's just better than all the other tuna.
New York tuna of all things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is like not real. It's tuna. It's the same.
It's in a can.
It's tuna. It comes out of a can and it's mixed with mayonnaise. And
like that's chicken
it.
Of the sea. There's not.
Yeah. But she would be like, oh, there's something about New York tuna. So I would always get a tuna sandwich because she liked the tuna sandwiches. And then my dad would be like, hey, your mother's always like, ah, New York tuna, like it's different. Just be mad at her.
Just mad over over nothing.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
That's such an interesting, I've never heard the New York tuna thing.
No, because it's not real. She just kind of like, it's just in her head.
Oh, well, she sounds fun.
She's fun.
Wait, so is your dad Italian? I feel like you're super Italian, or is that just the vibe you give off?
My dad's all Italian.
Yeah, he's like, what, like Sicily gangster mob?
Everybody thinks that, but he's like a banker. He's very mild-mannered. People are surprised when they meet my dad, but he's got
like,
a little bit of like
where did Mike come from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know where I came from either, but he's got a little bit of like a fake tough guy
thing
in him. Yeah.
Does he wear a gold chain?
No, I don't. Yes, I guess sometimes. I wear one. I have another one that's bigger, and I.
Of course, you.
The
do.
Reason I don't wear it is because my girlfriend broke it.
Did she do it on purpose? Was she like, I've had enough of this fucking chain? Has she hit all your Fila suits?
Well, we got into a fight, and she ripped it off.
Really?
Yeah, she ripped it off and tried to break my.
You guys
PlayStation
sound like a
controller.
Passionate couple.
Yeah, we are.
I love that.
Yeah. When she's hitting me on the street, someone goes, are you okay? And I go, we're passionate.
We're passionate.
Leave me alone.
She's like, shut up, fucker.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So wait, let's talk about Italian stuff for a second.
All right.
Did you grow up in like a...
Well, basically, you want to grab her by the hair so she can't run away.
Stupid.
You want to beat your kids with the wooden spoon because it doesn't leave a mark.
Does it not?
But they'll. But it.
The one with the holes?
But it does leave a mark in their psyche.
Yeah. And how do you continue to make sauce even though you're traumatized by being beat with a spoon?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a, but my mom would do this thing where when she got real mad, she would like point at our, at the upstairs with a spoon and she'd be like, get up in that room. And we'd be like, you're going to hit me. Like she would want us to, and she's like, I'm not going to hit you. Just go. And she would always like get one more swat in as we would like run up to our room.
I love parenting from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And before when you could just like.
Yeah, I mean, we turned out fine.
I mean, I'm not fine.
We just turned out to be comedians. That's all.
Yeah, we're just in a weird hotel room.
Yeah.
Talking into microphones to nobody.
Yeah.
It's fine. I feel like we're totally sane.
You got to be real patient, though, to be a parent.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I can't even have a house plant.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it.
I don't either.
Like, do you have kids? I mean, friends with kids?
No.
I do from, like, back home, and I'll just... I forget, and then when I'm home, just, like, once a year or less, it's... You know, you see them in pictures, and you're like, oh, your kid, cute. And then I'm like, oh, this is, like, a life that you... are always responsible for.
Could you imagine you being responsible for me or me responsible for you?
No, I can't. Like... I'm just your caretaker.
Yeah.
Like, Mike. I literally went home when my first close friend had a baby. We went home and I went and saw her at her house and I was like, oh my God, so cute. And I was like, let's go grab lunch. And she said, okay, I just have to get him ready and put him in his car seat. And
which takes like 2 hours.
When legitimately I had this moment of like, oh, yeah, you have to bring it with us.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be someone that detached, but Kids are so not on my radar.
You got to have them at like 18, and then when you're 36, they'll be 18. And you're still kind of hot at 36.
So you go out and you have more kids.
Yeah.
No, then you just get that like second husband with your pussy that's still tight enough to snap back.
Mm-hmm. But 36 is like an okay age.
Run like the wind. I mean, yeah, I guess. How old are you?
30.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's it. That makes
36
sense.
36 is still relatively young.
I feel like it is. I feel like what is... I don't know if what seems young is getting older because we're getting older. So we're like, oh, that's not that bad. Or if it's just actual society. People are living longer.
Well, youth sucks. And I feel like your brain doesn't even really work till you're like 25, 26.
No, they say it doesn't fully form. So it's crazy thinking about... when I was 23 or whatever, losing my mind and then going, oh, yeah, like I really wasn't a full person then.
Yeah.
And the person you are from like 23 to 27 becomes a completely different.
Yeah.
You're like, holy fuck, how did I function?
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't until I was like mid-20s that I had an ability to like think past my emotions, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you hear something or someone makes you feel a certain way.
And you would just like...
And you want to fight them or
like
whatever.
React? Did you fight people all the time?
No, but I was very like combative and
you were?
Defensive. And yeah.
Were you
Now I'm cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber? A cucumber in hot sauce? Like, I feel like...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm cool as a microwaved cucumber.
That is... Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're autistic or no? What's the verdict?
Yeah.
You have a brother that's autistic, right?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he cool?
Totally normal childhood and...
Well, they say that like, I mean, I just for fun read books about psychology of parenting and like, not parenting, but like how like I'm potentially affected by... I read a whole book on neglect and emotional neglect and there's so many different forms of that.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. There was like 12 different versions of it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, there's just different ways other than being like specifically just left alone. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, my parents did like 11 out of 12 of these things.
Oh, yeah.
But having and a lot of times it's like not, it doesn't mean it's a bad parent. It's just hard to parent, unintentional. Yeah. But
if
there was something
you're
about
gonna
having
fuck
like
up a kid
no matter what you do. But that was a thing is that like if having multiple kids and if one has... some type of disability or illness, sometimes it like you inadvertently end up neglecting the other kids because you're so hyper concerned with the special needs kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is your brother older than you? Younger?
He's
than
younger.
You?
He's 27.
Yeah. 27?
Yeah.
Does he still live at home? Is he like, yeah?
He's like nonverbal. He can say a few things and say some sentences and respond to stuff, but he's mostly nonverbal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good
so
kid,
interesting.
Though. You know, it's like, you do your best for him, and when I'm home, I try to take him to like the gym or whatever.
Oh, that's
cool. Take him out and get him out of the house.
Did you talk a lot as a kid? Were they like, sometimes I wish this one would just shut the fuck up?
Not really.
No. I feel like my parents were like, I have just one industrial accident and she won't be able to speak.
Did you talk a lot?
I never shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. Like, it's an ongoing problem in my life. I can't stop talking.
Yeah, but that's like not a necessarily bad thing.
No, women be yapping. Yeah, I think it's just how my brain filters things. I like have to say them out loud. I have a weird thing where I have to say things out loud to just get them out of my head sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, you tweeted, and you're probably just joking, obviously, but you tweeted about people thinking you're autistic. Is that a real thing?
Someone asked me recently. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and like I did a podcast recently, and I was looking at a video from the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like watching myself like listen, and I look like my brother. My brother's name is Alex.
Oh.
And I'm like, I look just like Alex, the way he kind of like looks around and, you know.
Yeah.
But also I'm like thinking a lot. I'm always thinking about stuff, and I feel
he's probably thinking.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But, you know, comedy is like you're always trying to say the thing that other people don't think of. So my brain is always...
It's constantly trying to jump ahead or,
yeah,
like, how can I...
Yeah, it's 100 miles an hour, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's always just, like, leaps and bounds.
Yeah, it's like a nightmare.
No, it is. It's so... It's. I guess that's the catch-22 of comedy.
Like, if I retire... Yeah, like, if I retire from comedy, I'm going to get a lobotomy, and I'm just going to live
on
a lake. Yeah, shut it off and just whatever.
Yeah, no, it's like...
And just be a Walmart greeter somewhere. Wouldn't that be great?
Just to, like...
You don't have to think about
anything. To be satisfied, like, to not think and just be able to go, like, well, clocked into work, clocking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a gift and a curse, I think.
Just mindless, yeah.
Because... Yeah, my brain runs so wild sometimes that it feels like out of control. And it always feels like there are times where I feel out of breath just from my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fuck. I said that and then my whole brain shut down. Who's texting you?
Nobody.
Rude.
Sorry.
Rude. It's no, I'm kidding.
Edit it out.
You're fine. No, I will not. You guys, are you listening? He's rude as fuck. How long have you been doing comedy?
I guess it's going to be 12 years in May.
12 years in May.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, comedy.
It's like too long.
Yeah, is it? No, I feel like you're doing well, though. You've done stuff. You've been like Comedy Central, Conan.
Sure.
Other shit. Thanks. What? Are you feeling discouraged?
What?
Are you feeling discouraged? Or are you just tired of it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think a little of both. And I've, like, put so many eggs into one basket, and now it's, like, that basket just got, like, lit on fire. Because, like, stand-up's just not really what it used to be, and getting out on the road and stuff like that is harder than it was.
Because you think, like, the way the culture is shifting, and people are like, we'd rather have someone be palatable than have jokes?
Well, and it's more fragmented, and it's more, like, there's YouTube stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just there's so many comics now, too, where I feel like maybe 10 years ago it was a little easier to stand
out or, like, get work
because
there's less people doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or to like, I mean, if I had my credits like 10 years ago, I think I would be in better shape.
Yeah, but like if you had what you had then, like how do you have now back then?
Yeah.
You'd have risen further by now.
Yeah, I mean, this year's been kind of tough because like I lost my road agent, so no more road work.
Oh, my God.
And now I've had to just sort of regroup and figure out like what the next thing is. But I do feel like I'm starting over in a lot of ways.
Yeah, really?
You know? Yeah, so like, you know, but then I started doing a podcast and it's fun and I like it.
It's going well.
I think it's well received. Yeah, it's called The Sit Down.
You guys check it out.
It's about organized crime.
That's amazing. You
know? Yeah.
Or, dude, crime podcasts, they get like crazy fan bases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Organized crime is like mafia stuff?
Yeah. I mean, we relate it to organized crime in like whatever way.
Oh, so it's like sometimes loosely?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's good to have, like, a tie-in.
Sometimes we'll be like, you know, who's a gangster? And we'll be like, Rachel Dolezal, and then we'll just talk about her.
Oh, my God. She kind of is a gangster.
Yeah.
In a really weird, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Rachel Dolezal is just a whole thing. Is she moving? Didn't she change her name to something Nigerian? I don't know.
Did she?
I don't know. I read that somewhere. Mm. That's fucking crazy.
What if she just got more more and more black every time we saw her?
She just leaned into it. Yeah. She's, like, not backing down.
Yeah. She's like, no, you don't understand what it is like to be. Now I am trans African.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
That's a great accent. No, people don't do it enough.
No, yeah, because it's like now offensive to do other accents. What's the deal? I don't even know.
I don't know what
is offensive anymore. I feel like I can't even like say what the color of my furniture is without people being like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing with comedy and like the internet. It's like now everybody has a voice, but like it's up to us to figure out what is funny and just do that.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
That's
kind of like one thing that I'm finding is like we're kind of like the specialists. So it's like other people can say what it is, but we have to have a strong sense of what we think is funny, what we want to do, and just we have to do that, and hopefully people will like respond to it.
Yeah. Know? Instead of trying to bend to like the culture or whatever you think people want you to say.
But then what is that? That's not anything. Like,
well, no, because I see a lot of people who are not even doing super well, but seem like they're voices within their own comedy community where it's like, you're not saying jokes. You're just saying things that people with the same political beliefs as you agree with.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm so far removed from those people that I don't even want to like think
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I'm trying to be funny and yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you...
But the other day, or last night, I was just like riffing in a car with some other comics, and I was like, yeah, I feel like when Ben Carson did brain surgery, he probably like drew lightning bolts in people's heads, people's brains.
Oh, like Yeah, I get it.
Because he's like a black surgeon.
I didn't want to explain it, but then I felt like I was like, let me explain it to the listeners. I think that's funny, like how they do with fades.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so
bomb in the car?
So like, no, I mean, it got a laugh, but like, I think that's funny, and I can't, if I think that's funny, I can't worry about
whether or not someone's going to get offended. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I get too in my head about that. Because
we're the
to.
Fucking specialists.
Yeah, like we
are. We're the experts. So we should have a sense of what's funny.
People trust you to.
Yeah, and we got to commit to it.
Oh my God, commitment.
Like my friend does a podcast and he'll make fun of like day laborers. Which
really?
Is, yeah, but the way he does it is like so funny because he does like a day laborer voice and like that to me is like people go comedy should punch up and not down. And to me, that's like the ultimate punching down is to make fun of somebody who like sits in a Home Depot parking lot.
I mean, yeah,
so they can
but
make
I also
like 40,
feel
like $50
like as comedians, we're like deep down just all these like weak, sad pussies. So when you go to like comedy should punch down, I just picture all comedians metaphorically on their back doing that like safety thing where you're like kicking up and we're like, there's no punching down.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Maybe.
I'm just like, I'm just punching everywhere. Yeah. Get away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that just, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the sense of like punching down just to punch down. There are people who, in the same way that there are people who will say positive things about, you know, equality.
Comedy is too complex and too like abstract. The stuff that makes you laugh just makes you laugh. You can't put those limitations on it.
Well, yeah. And then it's like you're trying to censor what makes you laugh is just so ridiculous because laughter is an innate response to something. Which like,
but my question to you is, do you see people trying to censor stuff? Like I haven't seen someone make a legitimately funny joke and then people have a problem with it.
You know?
So you just have to find
I think as long as you come out
like put it
funny,
out
as long as you like put out hard, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, there are people who...
Do people like listening to this, by the way? Like...
Comedy stuff.
Comics talking about, yeah.
I don't know. Do you let me know, you guys? We don't. I don't talk. I don't do a bunch of like comedy talk usually.
Okay.
It comes in every once in a while. Like I like had Ari on and it was about Judaism, but we slipped into talking about comedy and gender because I was talking about gender and Judaism. But
because I feel like sometimes like what? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because it's only it's our
theories.
Thing, and
yeah.
I wouldn't want to like listen to two plumbers being like, "Let me tell you about piping.
Yeah,
let me
yeah,
tell
yeah.
you about clogged toilets."
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said dissecting a joke is like dissecting a frog. Like no
it makes
one
you horny. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The smell of that like formaldehyde.
It's like, oh, look at those little intestines. I want to just squeeze them. We'll squeeze out the little froggy turds.
Yeah, it's like a little penis.
Open them
the
up.
The frog intestine.
Yeah.
For you, not
suck
for
it.
Me. Yeah.
Just, and I'm like, this reminds me.
Me, I ate the frog's pussy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody had to. Isn't that
like,
what?
My science teacher's like, Mike, stop eating the frog's pussy.
You're like, frog legs, it's classy. I'm a foodie.
Yeah. That's how I knew I was a foodie.
That was your foyer.
When I ate a frog's pussy in middle school.
That's how I knew.
Yeah.
Wait, how long have you been making sauce out of and putting it in jars and selling it out of your trunk?
I guess maybe like 5 years.
Yeah? Is it a family recipe or did you just like...
No,
something.
I just started doing it, and I started selling it, and people liked it, so...
Yeah?
It's like a little extra thing for money.
Is it different all the time, or is it like the exact same recipe?
I try to keep it consistent.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's important.
And is
consistency is very important.
Is it... is that an annual thing? Does it come out randomly, or is it like
it's
once just a year
whenever
it's sauce
I like,
season?
No, it's like whenever I run out of money and just need to do something.
You're just like, uh-oh, times are tough. Time to pull out the sauce pot.
Yeah.
Resourceful.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I put it in my trunk and I,
sell it
then
illegally.
The money comes in, yeah.
Yeah?
It's not illegal.
I mean, it probably is.
Yeah, fine.
But it's not. Yeah. No, it's like you're, right? I don't know. People do bake sales. Are bake sales illegal?
I don't know.
I'm
not a narc, so I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Life's too short, you know?
I'm just constantly
I'm just
afraid.
Trying to make a dollar.
Yeah, I get it. My last guest was Wendy Starling, and after that interview, I was like, should I become a sugar baby? I could just suck an old dick for money, but I can't.
Yeah.
I could only suck an old dick for love. That's my currency.
You couldn't do it for money?
I mean, here's the thing. I could never go into a thing going, I'm going to fuck you for money.
Yeah.
If I fucked a guy because I wanted to fuck him, and then he was like, would you like some money afterwards? Yeah. I would be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking...
Oh, okay.
I get paid less than men, hypothetically.
You ever see Midnight Cowboy?
No.
It's John Voight when he's young and he decides he's going to like move to New York and be a gigolo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like his how he's going to like make it.
That's hilarious.
He takes a bus to New York.
Like I'm going to be a gigolo.
Yeah. I think it came out in 68.
Wow, do you know a lot of...
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and that's another reason I might be autistic, because sometimes my brain will bring up like little, you know, little minutiae.
Specific things?
Yeah.
I just feel like that's how the brain works sometimes for some people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, because like, obviously there's people with...
Wait, you want to put money on when Midnight Cowboy came out?
No, I've never even heard of the movie. Why would I put money on it?
Well, anyway, he moves to New York...
69.
He moves to New York to be a gigolo. And then he fucks this like older lady on Park Avenue that he meets like walking her dog.
Oh my God, we're on Park Avenue.
We're on Park Avenue South.
Oh. Park Avenue North is like, where the richies are.
Yeah, this is like new money, kinda.
You mean young guys with money?
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. Did you see anyone in the lobby that looked alone?
It's just like, yeah.
Oh, good. I need a good dad.
But anyway, he fucks this older lady and she says something about money. He's like, actually, I was going to ask you for some money because I just got into town. And she's like, you were going to ask me for money? Like, she's like insulted that he, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, he didn't think that through, that she would be insulted. Because she's like, I'm a sexy chick. But she's like old and kind of
like. She's like old and gross. She's 30.
She's going, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah,
she's
ew.
Like, she's like 31.
Gross. What a monster.
No, she's probably like in her 50s.
Would you ever gigolo? What?
You said 69.
I did.
We should have put money on it because it was.
I did put money on it. Don't you remember? I said I'll put money on it.
All right.
$300. You owe me. So start making sauce.
All right.
Damn it, you guys. I forgot that I also remember years.
There's another scene in that movie where like he goes to New York and he's like destitute because the gigolo thing's not working out.
I'm shocked that John Voight wasn't a good gigolo.
But it's young John Voight.
Still.
So he's like a.
He's like okay looking.
He's like okay looking, yeah. Yeah, it was before the worms got in his brain and he became like a
crazy person.
Crazy right winger. But yeah, he's like, there's a scene where he's like narrating the movie and he's like, all right, cowboy. He's like, you're gonna have to do. He's like, are you ready to do what you need to do? And he meets this kid in a movie theater, and the kid like sucks his dick in the movie theater.
Oh my God!
He's like this young closeted gay kid.
Oh wow!
And then he goes to get money, and he's like, "All right, now you're gonna pay me now, right?" Because I guess that was the arrangement.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, "Mister, I'm sorry, I don't have any money." He's like, "What? You don't have any money?"
he just wanted to suck his dick.
Yeah, just the kid was gonna pay him to suck his dick.
That's crazy. I've heard people saying that. You know, back in the hide in a bush days.
Yeah.
You should just have a whole podcast where you just explain movies in your voice. Like, where you're just all like, right. And then this happens.
Okay. No, but then, so now it's like his lowest point in the city. He's like
he
eating.
He just got his dick sucked.
Yeah. A guy sucked his dick and he didn't even have money. He's like, give me your watch. And like tries to take the kid's watch. He's like, no, my mother's gonna. It's like the saddest.
Is it like a kid?
He's like probably, you know, 19, 20. He's like a college kid.
Funny.
He's like a college kid who's not out.
My mother.
And, no, my mother's going to ask me where my watch is. It's like, it's really, I'm getting like bummed out thinking about it.
Like,
I feel bad for John Voight. I feel bad for the kid.
For the kid, he's like, he just wanted to suck a dick.
Yeah. But come on, it's like, bring some money.
I mean, you're getting paid to get your dick sucked. Can you, what life is that?
Because he's not gay. He's heterosexual.
So he desperately he's wants like, to right. suck a dick, which I get. I would never pay to suck a dick, but I get.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I get if you're like unable to act out like your sexual urges, why that would get so crazy. Like, I would never pay to suck a dick because I can suck a dick at any time. Like, I could just go, let me suck your dick. Oh, what a world we live in. But if you had to like live a lie and sneak around just to suck a dick, I'm so broken. I think I'm like.
Why?
That gay man from that movie trapped in my body.
Yeah. Like, well, he's young, so he'll figure it out. You don't have an excuse because you're like, you're older.
I'm 55.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But it's such a funny thing. Like, he just gets his dick sucked and for then, no reason.
I mean, I feel like there's a silver lining to that, right? At least you got your dick sucked. What ends up happening?
Yeah, but now you had a gay experience.
Yeah, so you're like a real New Yorker.
Right.
I'm walking here into this butt. Like,
that was from Midnight Cowboy, too.
It was?
Yeah,
that
I'm
was from everything,
I'm walking
though.
Here. No, but that's like famously.
You think the original?
Yeah.
It
Dustin
is?
Dustin Hoffman said it.
Do you know everyone who's ever said I'm walking here in a movie?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Do you?
No.
That's amazing. Yeah. Let's see. We talked about, I want to talk more about, I mean, are you, I feel like you're so Italian, but I guess not. Let's go back to the autistic thing.
Okay.
Bum bum.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, somebody asked me if I was autistic. I don't think I am, but I might be. I don't know. I also feel
like that's a buzzword that people throw around.
Yeah, it is.
Like when people go like, I'm such an alcoholic because they've had two drinks. And it's like, yeah, no, my father burned our house down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with a bottle of Jim Beam in his hands. Yeah. Like you're not.
It's like the new, it's like the new thing to like insult people.
Which has got to be like.
But it's also very it's way more common than it was now. I think it's like one in like 30 kids or something has autism.
Is it? It's very common. Or are they just catching it more, you think? Like, I feel like 20 years ago, were people like, he's autistic? Or were they like, yeah, my kid's just a fucking weirdo. You know, like they didn't have a word for it.
Yeah.
Maybe not 20 years ago, like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, he's just different.
They called it the wacky neighbor syndrome.
Yeah. Hey, he's got that kid.
Yeah.
They called it
Kramer.
Oh my god.
They called it Kramer's disease.
Kramer's.
Yeah.
Imagine.
When you would go up and yell the N-word at people.
Yeah, that's Tourette's.
Yeah. Well, that's also a form of autism.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I used. That's why I'm not banned from all the clubs where I did that.
Tourette's?
Yeah. No, I said I have Kramer syndrome.
I have Kramer's.
Which is a form of autism.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's also such a spectrum where there's people who are like high-functioning autism. And it's like if you didn't know what that was years ago, if you didn't have like a doctor who knew about Asperger's,
yeah,
kind of just like, yeah, your kid's not good at socializing.
Right. So like Thomas Jefferson might have been autistic, they say, because he was like this like brilliant guy.
But he like just kept raping.
Stuff. Yeah, and he like kept raping slaves, which is like, I think the number one thing with autism is theory of mind, where it's like if you can't feel other people's feelings, then that might be autism.
That's interesting because then
Thomas Jefferson was like, yeah, no, they work here for free. I bought them.
They're mine.
They're mine.
I'm going to put my wiener in them.
Yeah, and my seed.
It's like, yeah, nobody talks about the other things that Thomas Jefferson fucked, like these
he
books.
He had 600 slaves, over 600 slaves, which is a lot
of slaves.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever performed for 600 people at one time.
Oh my god.
And he had that many just working for him.
Just one man.
I remember in 5th grade my 4th grade teacher was like, "Yeah, so Thomas Jefferson figured out that if he had a pond for fish, you know, he could have fresh fish all the time. So he would have his slaves. Yes, he had slaves. His slaves would go and catch fish." And she's like, "Making this point."
Over it?
Yeah, just glossed over who was doing who was tending to his fish pond.
Through like 6th grade lived in southern Mississippi and I don't think they ever mentioned presidents having slaves.
Yeah.
Just never spoke about it. And then when
they
I got older
just
I was
like glossed over it. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, yeah, you know, which is so interesting cuz like it just speaks to, I mean, obviously that was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But I think there's something to be drawn from that possibly in the imperfection of people cuz I do think that
There was a children's book that came out recently that was like a birthday present for George Washington. It's like George Washington with like his slave like making him a cake. And people were like really mad about it because it was just some slave. Like,
oh my God.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, George Washington. I love my life. It's great.
And there was no poison in the cake? What kind of?
Yeah, I guess. Slavery was fucked up.
Yeah.
It wasn't cool.
Who had that joke? Oh, I dated a guy who had a joke about George Washington being like, I mean, I don't even know the full context of the joke, but just being like, I cannot tell a lie. My slave chopped down that cherry tree. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just like, I feel like nowadays, and obviously I'm not comparing like someone's made a bad judgment call with a tweet to owning slaves.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like people get completely wiped out over one, or it seems like they do, over one faux pas or one mistake. Like if someone says something not PC, it seems
like...
So it
wasn't that big of a deal that they had the slaves is what you're saying.
No, fuck you. It's just... Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess if there was the internet back then, maybe someone would have been like, hey, what about his slaves?
This isn't cool. Yeah. I think people... I don't know. I think if you... If like... And also, here's another thing I've been going through recently where it's like I think I'm getting too woke. Like I'm getting woke to the point where it's like annoying.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh, I can't even... Because even what I just started to say, I was like, I can't say that. That's a
Yeah.
What's that thought?
Yeah.
Where I'm questioning my thoughts. Because it's like, well, I don't believe this, but it is a thought that came in my head.
Well, here's a thought that came in my head about that, where it's like slavery was like a thing that was terrible, but it was this widespread thing that was accepted and everybody did it. Because people justified it. However, they were like, oh, well, no, it's actually better off for them. For them to be working because they're happy.
Yeah, whatever they
people
told themselves.
Did whatever they had to tell themselves.
Which people do with so many things. Like people
like now,
cheat
like,
on their wives and they're like, well, you know, if I don't sleep around, I'm just going to get angry at Cheryl and it's going to break up our home.
Right. People are like, people cheat on their wives. I'm like, but I'm Italian.
But I
have to do it.
I have to.
It's in my DNA.
I
need a guma.
I'm a fucking Italian stallion. It's part of my culture. And it's like, no, you're a pig.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a side dude?
No, I am so.
I guess it's not a thing.
No, it is. I have girlfriends that have had like committed boyfriends and they have a whole side thing going on.
Yeah. They sound like real fucking scumbags.
The sore dudes that
I
do
hope
it.
There's a hell that they go there.
I mean.
Because that's against the sixth commandment.
I mean, what's the sixth commandment?
You fucking whores. I'm such a hypocrite with that stuff.
Why? Do you cheat on your girlfriend?
No.
And then you beat her when she cheats on you?
No, but I used to like sort of think it was okay. And I used to sort
of. For a guy or just in general?
For a guy.
Oh.
And then I don't think it's cool when girls do it. But I sort of justified it by being like, well, guys just have this biological urge.
This sex urge. Well, that's the thing is I also think we're.
But I like.
Women have that.
I have such a. Really? But I don't know if women have this where they have that ego. Where they're like, where like you'll see a girl you used to date like get engaged and it like bothers you.
You think that women don't have
that? Oh, no, I guess they do. But I think for guys, it's like a possessive thing where it's
it's like you were mine.
Yeah.
I think that's
and you're supposed to still be mine.
Well, I think that's most people until over your ego, which is a hard thing for most people to do. Our egos exist for a reason. It's to like emotionally
protect
us. But
do you think with
men,
it's more of a possessive thing?
I don't know. I think most people, when they break up with someone, regardless of...
But when you see an ex get engaged, it still bothers you?
No. My most recent ex got in a relationship right after, and that bothered me because it was so quick and because we had a discussion of like, hey, like let's tell each other when the other starts dating, and I had to find out from someone else.
Yeah.
I also found out when I was on prescription steroids, so I was like literally crazy.
Oh yeah.
So
are you doing like bodybuilding or something?
No, I have an autoimmune disease, and it was flaring up really bad. So
are you sure you could tell me if you were?
I wasn't. I wish. I know. I look like I'm buff and
you have like you have like the pecs, and just you wear a bra over them, but you still have like muscular over your nipples.
You know what's
your nipples
up
are like
is
this
that
big.
I'm pretty flat chested, and when I lose weight. Like when I start to get in shape at a certain angle, if I take a picture laying down, it just looks like I have nice pecs.
Oh yeah.
Cause I have like such small tits and I'm like, this would be great if I was just like a little boy. Like if I was like not a little boy, but like a twink, I'd be like, look at these little muscles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just an
I
angle.
Thought that about
like
you
they're,
too.
Thank you. You're so kind. No, I think a lot of us have the thing. Even if you're
when
one,
I met you, I was like, Jessica, you should be a boy.
My mom thought that. She dressed me as a boy for the first like 8 years
I've
of my life.
Yeah, I've seen those pictures. Yeah, she thought you were a boy. She didn't just look at.
She could just
look at your pussy.
I got a big clit. Uh-huh. It's hard to tell. It's just like, and the lips look like balls. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to be a boy. It was like the 80s when the ultrasounds weren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Till the day I was born, I was Brian, and then. I was born, and she's like, I'm going to name her. This is true. My mom was like, I'm going to name her Stephanie Nicole.
Uh-huh. You're still Brian in a lot of ways.
I mean, aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Yeah.
I was abused by a boyfriend named Brian, and I feel like that's some sort of weird universal karma for me not being a man. I don't know what that means.
You being a little hard on yourself, I think.
I mean, wait, there was a point to all of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it had to do with something you were saying. Oh, fuck.
We were talking about gender stuff and possessiveness.
Oh, that's the thing is I think most people.
Because when I see a girl that I used to like date and now she's engaged, I just have this like feeling in my stomach. I'm like, that's mine.
It's ego.
Yeah, it's ego.
Well,
yeah.
Well, because you break, even if you're the one who breaks up with them,
it doesn't seem like women have as much of a problem with ego as guys do. Maybe, I don't know.
I think women for sure do. I mean, I have girlfriends that like will get possessive over guys that they didn't even date.
Yeah.
But you don't, I mean, you don't hear
you don't
if you
a lot
get
of female
engaged.
Rappers who are like, I'm the fucking shit.
Excuse me? That's the only kind of female rappers you see.
But there's not as many of them as guys.
That's just a numbers game, though. That's just like there's less people rapping.
Yeah, okay.
There's less female comedians.
Yeah.
But like they're still. I think men and women are different in so many ways.
Wow,
also,
really?
No, but also.
This is a great. Have you explored this premise like on stage?
Ladies be like, what?
Have you thought about, yeah.
No, but I think people discount how many ways we're similar. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Well, we both have a pulsing feeling when we come, so we're humans.
Yeah.
No, I think most people see, even if you broke up with someone, you see them get in another relationship, you see them get engaged. There's just
stinks.
This part of you that you're like, you know, I want to be happy for them. And you're like, whatever, I'm going to move on, they'll move on. But you're like, but I want them to secretly always really want me and be like, why didn't I make it work?
Yeah.
That's an ego thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's just men. I think women do that all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, I
guess
don't,
you're right.
But I think I probably maybe used to when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I've also done a lot of shrooms and I'm very like, I just want everyone to love one another.
Yeah.
And like universal. I've always been a big.
Do you think the way that men and women are different, do you think it's all socialized? Do you think it's all socialized or do you think
it's like biological?
Some of it is biological. I think some of it is biological.
I think some of it is biological. I mean, first of all, I mean, obviously physical stuff, but.
Like y'all got titties.
Yeah. Well, some of y'all got titties too.
Me.
Yeah. You have a crumb on your titties, Mike.
But I've had them since I was like 10. They came in like.
They came in like a wrecking ball. Were you a chubby little kid? Were you like the shirt in the... You guys, he's showing
me
his...
Like,
your tits are bigger than mine.
No, they're not.
But not... Mine are hairier.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I think there is a lot of social conditioning with gender stuff, which is what makes that whole gender sphere, that whole... Because there's so much going on in there, like with
like when people say the future is female, that must mean that females are different. These females, I like talking about gender like a black man.
These females.
Where I'm like,
I do, and I don't know if this is just me getting older, is some type of narcissism because I have always been inherently feminist in that. Of course,
man, these fucking females.
Well, of course women should be paid the same for doing the same job or like doing as well, but like I've never been someone who's like. Men are stupid, but I'm getting to the point where there are things that I think men are really dumb about, and I don't like that. That's a thought I have.
Why?
Because I'm going.
Yeah,
are
no,
they? Is it
real.
Dumb? Is dumb like a dismissive way to think of it?
We're dumb about stuff, but we're smart about stuff like math and comedy.
Yeah, about math. I think women. And I don't even know if it's like smarter is the word or if it's just we operate differently.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as people go, women tend to be more emotional. I also think that they have higher emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example.
Theory of mind.
Well, it's just the ability to like emotionally relate to people,
mm-hmm.
which maybe is why there's less women doing the like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Because they understand that feelings change.
Yeah.
But that's also a blanket statement.
It doesn't seem like with women there's like the power structure, like the power struggle, competitive stuff where it's like, I got to be the best and I got to fuck everyone else and defeat everyone else.
Well, I think some of that's also.
Do you see that? I mean, can you think of any woman who's like that?
I mean, I see women who I think do view others, specifically women, as competition.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much is biology and how much is social. Social?
Yeah.
What is the word I'm looking for? Well, because I think we're
socialized. But I guess that's the thing. We're not supposed to know.
Are we? Because it's like if you strip down.
We just have to not be pieces of shit.
Well, if you strip away the social conditioning, but some of that is to keep us from being fucking animals. Like, rape is illegal.
Yeah, thank God.
So we've stopped raping as much.
Yeah.
And, like, in my opinion, the lack of rape is partly from social conditioning.
Yeah.
Because, like, which is a shitty thing to say,
it's
but,
good
like...
that rape is illegal because I feel like when I walk around, like, everybody wants to rape me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I kind of look like...
No. You look like a midnight
I look
cowboy?
Like a young Travolta, yeah.
John Travolta?
Yeah. No, I'm like a handsome man is what I'm saying, and everybody wants to rate me. So
yeah,
it's good.
People
that
see
wrong.
You and they're like, I should attack that
yeah.
divorced dad. Is that what's going on? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's such a weird thing to say, but when you look at the animal world,
yeah.
all the sex is rape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the female animals are constantly like, I mean, yeah. not all of it, but
and
like,
then when you go to the motherfucking zoo and you see those lions.
Trying to get away.
The man lion is the motherfucking boss.
I mean, men lion fuck men lion.
Yeah, sometimes. No, but that's because they see people sneaking into the zoo. And
to assert their dominance, they have gay sex in front
that's
of them.
That's what's funny. I saw this article once about gay lions, and somebody was like, I don't know what's happening. They must have picked up this behavior from people who snuck into the zoo.
Is that real?
Yeah.
They just saw men fucking, and they're like, we'll do it too.
Yeah.
No.
Whoa, okay.
Well, it's probably just like animals are horny,
like,
and it feels
stop.
Good.
Yeah. They're like, stop. Coming into the zoo and fucking.
Yeah, you're giving
you're
them.
Turning the lions gay. Did you hear when Alex Jones
thing.
Said that? He was like, they're putting chemicals in the water, turning the frogs gay.
Of course, Alex Jones said that.
Yeah. And then somebody made this meme. It was
you
a
have
frog.
Breasts like Alex Jones.
Shut the fuck up. It's a podcast. Why do you think I podcast?
So that people don't
so
have
no
to look
one
at your
see my
tits.
Yeah. Why are you giving the secret away? I mean, I have like a. If I tried, I could have a nice chest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could all have a nice chest.
I know, but it's not like...
If you didn't eat cupcakes.
As bad as... It's not as bad as...
he's just playing with his own tits.
I don't know. Anyway.
You found love. You're fine.
I guess I'm the same
men
way.
Are lucky.
If I lay down, if I lay flat, yeah.
You actually, if you lay flat, it looks like a woman with nice breasts laying down. Just like supple
No, I look
nipples.
Like a normal man.
Wow, we just went way into rape.
Yeah, let's go deeper.
Which is terrible. But
I was at the zoo. I was at the Cincinnati Zoo, and like I saw these this lady duck get like gang raped.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I called my friend, and I was like, I saw this, and she was like, oh my god, who was gang raping her? And I was like, some zoo employees. They just
it's like ducks.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it like people? Well, that's the thing.
But that's a joke. Sorry. Good.
Is that a joke?
Well, that's a joke that I do. I'm like, you shouldn't feel bad about eating animals because half the time you're just eating a rapist.
That's so funny. Fuck everything.
Animals. But I don't do that joke that much because I feel weird about like triggering people sometimes. But then like the end of the joke is like, we're just eating a rapist half the time. So it's you shouldn't feel bad about it. And then I'm like, if Bill Cosby walked in here and slipped and fell and died.
And then we ate him.
We should just eat him. Yeah.
Slipped and fell and died. Just... Imagine just eating animals that had died of natural causes.
Yeah. You think Bill Cosby's going to do a podcast?
I don't think he can figure out a podcast. He'll be dead before then.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so old. How is he still going?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Podcasting is great for people who,
but,
like...
But, you know, like, if you had the chance to interview him for years, you would, right?
I don't think so. I didn't have any, like, connection to him, really. I didn't watch the show.
You wouldn't, like, but...
I was more of a step-by-step guy.
Oh, my day so by if, day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Patrick Duffy raped 37 women, I'd be like, I would probably be at open mics defending him like all the black comics were.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I didn't see that over here. Did you see that?
When it first came out.
When it very first. Bit, yeah, I guess I did see some people going.
But it makes sense because it's like, you know, it's probably a guy that you had this connection to that was like your moral, you know, your moral authority. It would be like if my grandfather raped 50 people.
Yeah, it's like hard to see.
I'd be
your,
like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. My grandfather was trying to buy NBC. And that's why.
They didn't want him to take it. That's just.
Black conspiracies are so much better than white conspiracies.
I think all conspiracies are.
Or what?
I don't see color in conspiracies.
Oh, okay.
No, I just enjoy a good conspiracy theory.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite? What are your favorites?
I mean, there's one that says like Andrew W.K. was a different guy. He's been replaced with other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one. I forget.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear the one about Avril Lavigne being dead?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And Paul McCartney, too. They say he was replaced with like a lookalike.
A robot?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But also, if you were Paul McCartney, you could just have someone replace you and just go live quietly.
Yeah.
Like, he could still be alive. Just
maybe he
on
just
an island.
To.
And he's like, you go do that. I'll take the rest of this money and go.
Got sick of it, yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
I forget, but I like the bizarre ones.
I just like people who are like, Elvis! Auschwitz is still alive. I saw Hitler at the beach. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. That's a fun one, though.
The Hitler in Argentina?
The Hitler in Argentina.
That's, I mean, I guess, I didn't know about that till I got older. I'm like,
I
Argentina
don't know much
is just
about
full
that
of
either.
Nazis?
I wish I did. Yes.
That must be so weird. I wonder how they feel about all the, like, Latin people.
Yeah. Well, Argentina is, like, the whitest South American country.
Oh, so they're like, let's go here where it's safe.
Like, Argentinians look down on other Spanish people.
Do they?
Yeah.
How do you know that? You just make that up?
No, they're like the whitest. Because I met an Argentinian. I met one Argentinian guy one time.
And he said
like,
that?
He was like, no, but he was like European. And then I've heard that from other Spanish people that they're, for some reason, they're like the.
They're the pretentious.
I think they have the most European influence.
Oh, they
have
a
lot
feel...
of Italian influence, too.
Oh, so they're racist like you.
Yeah. I'm not that racist.
You're not that racist? That's hilarious.
Well, I'm like becoming super woke now. Like, I read New Jim Crow, and I feel like I am kind of mad that a lot of racism was, like, drilled into my head.
Yeah,
when
no,
I was a
when
kid.
You don't understand, like,
just being from Jersey, like, even my parents were like, listen, like, about interracial dating.
Like,
they're
listen,
like, don't do it.
Don't.
Because the blacks don't like it either.
Like, they don't want to breathe. They don't want their daughter coming home with you. You're like, don't worry, mom.
Yeah.
I have a black boyfriend that I met at a movie theater. His name's Midnight Cowboy.
Who, you?
No.
Me?
Yeah, I was. Oh. It was dumb.
Okay.
I remember making a joke about.
I asked my. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I asked my grandma, I was like, what would bother you more if I was gay or if I dated a black woman? And she was like, well, if you were gay, that wouldn't be your fault.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my grandma
is like.
But
she loved Ben Carson, though.
Really?
Yeah.
My grandma was the most. She was so racist.
Yeah.
I was on a family cruise once. And it's like, you don't realize it when you're little. And then as you get older, you're like, you just hear it like slipping out. And you're like, oh, my God, has this been there the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
We were on a cruise. That's because my family's very classy. We go on cruises.
Yeah.
And we're eating dinner, and the waiter comes around. He's like, "Does anyone want coffee?" And so I got coffee, and he's like, "Do you want cream or sugar?" And I was like, "No, I like my coffee black, just like I like my men, right, Grandma?" And my grandma, without missing a beat, was like, "Shame on you." And it's just.
That's not that bad because you're telling her about who you're fucking.
Well, then I fucked a black man, and the next day she died. So I feel like I killed her. Like.
Oh.
From across the country.
Yeah.
But, worth it. All the cum.
Yeah. What do you mean all the cum? They cum more?
No, I cum. I came a lot.
Oh.
I wouldn't say I cum more. I don't know. I haven't done like a... I haven't fucked enough of every sample size. Mythbusters. That's amazing. That's... What is just so funny, just the little tiny pieces of like racism and stuff like that growing up that... You don't realize when you're just surrounded by it.
Yeah.
It just feels like
no
a norm.
No one explained to me like the dynamic of, you know,
the whole social system.
The whole social system and like, yeah. So I just thought that black people were just kids at school who bullied me.
Yeah. That's like, it's like you didn't know.
I didn't see the disparity in the, you know.
And all the economics and like what they go through on a daily basis just like because of how the, you know, social conditioning and
yeah. And then when you're educated to it, you know, you see the world differently.
Yeah.
And then it's like if a black driver is like, you know, doesn't go when the light turns green, you don't honk at them because you're like, your life's been hard enough.
Yeah. You're like, but if they're white, you know? You're like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, go.
Buddy, what are you fucking just counting your bank account numbers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Really
I give
good
people
insults.
Of color a break a lot.
I mean, I won't give money to homeless white men.
You won't?
No. I'm like, you did this to yourself.
I give them extra money.
This world was set
like,
up for
go
you.
Team. See, that stuff kind of bugs me, though.
I mean, that's not really true. I will give money to any home. I'm like a sucker. I can't carry cash because I'll run out of money.
Yeah.
Because I'll just, like, every person. I'm like, oh, God, they're hurting and they're hungry. And
yeah.
I mean.
I love when people go, you failed and you're a white man. And
it's
implying like, that, like, you're, yeah.
That you're superhuman.
You're just set up for success.
Yeah, well, it's also, like. There is the aspect of like, yes, there are like.
What about mental illness or?
Yeah, mental illness, drug addiction, and also like, there are white people who aren't.
Yeah, it's just such a basic
financially
way to, like, look
set
at
up
the world.
To succeed, which is like my family. We're like poor white trash.
Yeah. Are you sick of me yet?
Yeah, I am. We'll wrap up. I know you're sick of this.
No, I'm not. I'm.
What was I gonna? I don't know. Well, it just goes to, so you can't like make blanket statements about any group except for fucking Italians.
And yeah, all but we a can bunch take of it.
Sauce smuggling, mafia.
Sauce mafia wannabes.
You've been to Italy? Parlo italiano?
Yeah, un poco. Sì. Anche tu, right? You also?
He speaks in Italian. Va bene.
We're going to annoy people if we do this.
Bappity boopity beepity. You guys know what I'm saying? I'm going to marry an Italian man in Italy and run away forever.
There you go.
Or not. I'm going to die in a drain. Very Italian. Okay.
Dying in a drain?
What?
Dying in a drain?
I think so. I don't know why.
She's my mama. She died in the drain.
Do you have mafia ties? You're not allowed to say.
I wish I did, but I have none whatsoever.
You have none? Yeah. When you were like middle school, did you lie? And you're like, my family's in the mafia.
No, because everybody, like, I grew up around so many Italian kids.
That people actually were?
Yeah, and a lot of the kids in my school were like fake tough guys that I wanted to like distance myself from.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah.
What's your dad do? Is he a contractor?
He's a banker.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
And that's how we wrap up. Said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, this has been fun.
Thanks, yeah.
I feel like we talked about a lot of different things.
I hope so.
We
got into gender, we got into race.
Autism.
We got into autism.
We touched it all, you guys.
Do you think I'm autistic?
No, I think you have a creative mind, and people who don't fit the mold of what we're told people are supposed to be like, everyone wants to put a label on them. I think there's this cookie cutter idea that people have of what like a person's supposed to be like, and none of us are like that.
Yeah.
That's why I have a huge problem with how mental illness is handled, because there's a huge problem with mental illness getting enough, like mentally ill people getting the care they need. But then also I think there's a lot of things that get labeled mental illness that are possibly like, no, I'm not ill. My brain just works differently than yours. I'm sad.
Yeah.
And
I think if Target makes a shirt that says obsessive Christmas disorder, you should tweet at them nonstop for 3 days and say that they ruined your life and then demand an apology.
I mean, I would do that not because I actually had my life ruined, because like if I could try to get free stuff from any place, I will.
Yeah.
Like I wait for airlines to fuck up every time I fly. I'm like, oh, yeah. Get those miles.
It's nice.
I mean, the tweeting I do when animals die on an airplane is like, I'm coming. I'm getting a free flight too, even though I wasn't there.
Oh, do you do that?
No.
Oh.
But I think about it.
Can you? Yeah.
I feel like if you're just so devastated and keep complaining, they might like give you
10,000 miles or something.
I know. I mean, I can't get a credit card because my credit's too bad, so I have to find other ways.
Oh, boy.
All right. Mike, where can people find you?
You can check out my podcast, The Sit Down, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to shows. It's a fun show. We talk about organized crime and other stuff that's related to it. And it's good. I've been having fun with it. And then I'm at Mike Racine on Twitter. I'm at Racine Mike on Instagram because they disabled my at Mike Racine.
What did you
Instagram.
Do?
I don't know. I just couldn't access the account one day and I couldn't.
Are you
get
sure?
It.
Did you put like a picture of your dick up?
Not
or something?
That I know of.
Did you get drunk and get on Instagram?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. At Racine Mike. Okay.
Yeah, but check out the podcast, The Sit Down. It's
follow him on Instagram because his Instagram stories are great because he's constantly getting yelled at. I'm kidding. Yeah. I love your Instagram stories, though.
Thanks.
This is probably the cops calling me. All right. Bye, guys.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.